Letter. This is in the volume 4, 936, the first day of Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni in Tavshin Yud Aleph in Brooklyn. Shalom Abracha. The Rebbe says, I'm responding a letter in which you let me know that there is a suggestion for a decent or a proper boy for your younger daughter. May she live. And everybody likes that. And he's asking the Rebbe's question. The older daughter has not yet been married, so is this
proper?
Yeah, what do you do? So the Rebbe says they should ask the older daughter her approval and also her forgiveness for having the younger one go first. And the engagement party of the Tanoim, they should keep it low key, not make it without a big fanfare. And they shouldn't rush so quickly to make the wedding. And Hashem should help that in the meantime, she will find her right pashert, fitting for her, physically and spiritually, of the older daughters, and you will able to notify a double good news, you know, on both of them. The Rebbe says, we don't really know the secrets of the divine, you know, why Hashem does certain things. And perhaps, you know, the Rebbe says, quoting from the, paraphrasing from the Pasuk, that she was jealous of her sister, as it says in the, with regards to Rachel and Leah, and Rashi also says there of her good deeds. So sometimes, you know, you need to, for yourself to improve or something like that. But not, whatever the case is, she should forgive with a full heart and with joy, with true joy. And this will actually remove that which prevents the last stumbling block, and she will find her shidduch very quickly. Mamash. The Rebbe blesses that the engagement, the kishurat noyim of his second daughter, should be in a good and auspicious time, and very quickly again, you should notify about the engagement party of your older daughter. And the Rebbe says, I extend greetings to the entire group. May they live.